Yo, by the way, Michael has paved the way for all of us. You know what I'm saying? It's to be able to see what he did with this moment starts it. And then to understand what Prince did with this moment ignites it. I really do feel like I'm built for this. I feel like the music catalog that I've been able to build obviously speaks to it. It was perfectly timed. I'm a praying man. You know what I mean? And I put this up in the air. I prayed about it. And if it was intended to happen, then it would find its way to me. And it did.
That's what I'm talking about. That's why he's the MVP. That's why he's the GOAT. The GOAT.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you loud and clear. Can you hear me?
All righty, yes, I can.
We made it. We made it. We made it. Drake voice, we made it. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. Can't complain.
Okay, good, good. Same here, same here. I've been doing running all day long. Children get on my nerves, but I love my babies. I love my babies. They get on my nerves. They hit me with something at the last minute that I had no idea.
Always.
And I said, you know what? Y'all would do this on the day that I got to do something. Don't y'all? But we'll make it happen. We'll make it work. Oh, boy. We have so much to talk about. It's almost to the point where I'm like, should we do a part two?
Probably.
Yes, we might have to. So we might do a double dose, y'all. We might do a double dose because, yeah. I have children. That's all I'm going to say. But are we going to squeeze some stuff in before, you know, the night is over? Because it's a lot to discuss, especially now with breaking news. But we'll get to that. But we are at episode 96. Good Lord, we've done 96 of these things. Do y'all
that
have?
Nuts.
I know that is nuts. So we have some ways to go, though. But episode 96 of the Y'all Have No Idea podcast. Biz Scott is here.
And I am Sean.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. So, I don't have the breaking news cue music, but there is breaking news. Blockbuster Trade. There's going to be a lot of sports-related content today, but Blockbuster Trade. We've mentioned Damian Lillard in the past about him being stuck in neutral with being with the Portland Trail Blazers. Well, he may have found an out. Courtesy of the Milwaukee Bucks, Damian Lillard is being traded to the Milwaukee Bucks as a part of a three-team deal. And this is according to ESPN.com, Mr. Adrian Wojnarowski. So that means the Portland Trail Blazers will receive Jrue Holiday, DeAndre Ayton. I am not going to pronounce this other person's name. Milwaukee's 2029 unprotected first-round draft pick and the unprotected Milwaukee swap rights in 2028. In 2030, sources told Wojnarowski. The Suns, which is the third team involved in this trade, will receive Jusuf Nurkić, Grayson Allen, Nasir Little, and Keon Johnson.
I don't be knowing half these people.
You know DeAndre Ayton. I know you know him. He's a bum, so it doesn't, you know, he's the former number one pick for the Phoenix Suns. Who, if you recall,
I'll probably have to see him because that name sounds familiar, but I can't put it with a face.
You remember when the Milwaukee Bucks won the NBA title in 2021 and
yes.
How Giannis Antetokounmpo put up a 50-piece in game six? That was against DeAndre Ayton and the Phoenix Suns. That was Chris Paul's only finals appearance, which will probably be...
I think I might remember who that is. That might be ringing the bell now.
That is also the same DeAndre Ayton who got into it with Coach Monty Williams when Monty Williams was the coach of the Phoenix Suns. That is that DeAndre Ayton. So, this is big news, especially going to the Eastern Conference where a specific team has almost reigned supreme or has been near the top, that being your Boston Celtics.
I was about to say, are we going where I think we're going?
Yeah, you knew where I was going. Come on, man. It's me. It's me. So how do you feel about the trade? Does this affect your team? How do you feel?
I wouldn't say right now. I think it's going to take some time for them to find a groove. I think it could possibly, in the future, be a problem, especially if Jaylen Brown can't stop choking when we really need him to show up. So, yeah, time will tell, because this could be a disaster or it could be amazing.
Yes.
Because, you know, LeBron went, you know, not one, not two, not they got two, but, you know.
Yes.
This could be like great chemistry, or this could be two people that ain't got no business playing together on the team, and it could be a mess.
That is very true. This could be, it all depends on which Damian Lillard you're going to get. Now, I do like Damian Lillard a lot. I think that he has had a very good career. He's one of the best shooters that we've ever seen. But he hasn't got to that dance yet. The furthest
he is, he gonna be okay being the number two?
He doesn't have a choice. You're on a team with quite possibly the best player in the NBA.
I mean, I know that, and you know that, but do he know that?
He better figure it out quick. You want to win a title, don't you?
You going from being the number one nigga to now you got to be the number two nigga. You might not want to be the number two nigga.
Yeah, well, again, hey, you want to win, don't you?
I mean, I don't know. Steven Jackson said they don't really want to win no more. He said they just in it for the money.
Are we going to put our stock in Steven Jackson? Are we really doing this?
Just reporting to the people.
I heard. I understand. Okay. I mean, I put no stock in that, man, but okay. But I'm very interested. I still say the top teams are Boston. Well, Milwaukee was a top team anyway. So with no Jrue Holiday, that's going to kind of hurt them defensively. But I think offensively, I mean, come on. You got two guys who could possibly get you 30 a night. So it's going to be very interesting. Again, Boston's up there. Of course, Milwaukee, Miami's up there. We'll see what those three teams do. But it's going to be very interesting to see Damian Lillard. Like you said, having a perennial number one guy, and this is the best person you're ever going to play with for the rest of your career. So how he readjusts is totally up to them. But what does help him is his former coach, and Terry Stotts is actually the assistant coach for the Milwaukee Bucks. So, and I know they got along pretty good. So that actually might help him, you know, in the long run. Now that we got the breaking news out the way, let's continue with the sports and talk about Mr. D.I. Sanders here. This has been very polarizing. Very, very polarizing. D.I. Sanders, as we all know, is the current coach of the Colorado Buffaloes, or as I like to call them, the Jackson State Buffaloes. I will say that Deion Sanders is still my favorite athlete of all time. I consider him the GOAT of football. That's just my personal opinion. Others may agree or disagree. I really don't care. This is my opinion and not yours. Suck it. But he's been a very polarizing figure. And we all remember his affairs of leaving Jackson State HBCU to go to Colorado, a PWI. And that same Colorado team started off last season was, by all accounts, the worst football team out of all the PWIs. Sean, they were
was 1-11.
1-11. Let that sink in for a minute, just in case you didn't hear that. 1-11. Okay. Deion Sanders goes. He takes a lot of his recruits with him, including two of his sons and one, Travis Hunter. I'll get to him later. And they started off the season hot. Mm-hmm. They beat TCU 45-42 in a shootout. TCU, if you all remember, was just in the national championship game last year. Don't remind me. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Me either, Sean. Me either. Then they had an in-state rival with Colorado State. I'll get to that in a minute. And then they just had a game against, at that time, the 10th ranked Oregon Ducks, in which they got blown out 42-6.
Like they got beat, like they stole something.
Yeah, they got beat pretty bad. It wasn't even close. Okay. It was 35-0 at the half. It was a bad game. But that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about Deion and this. How do I put this? Yeah, there you go. Perfect term. I'm going to start with you, Sean, and then I'll get to the rest. You see in all of this play out as you're watching Mr. Deion Sanders, a.k.a. Coach Prime, coach this football team. What is your opinion about all of the circus surrounding the Colorado Buffaloes?
First of all, I want to say I ain't on the wagon.
Glad you said that.
I ain't committed to Deion or Colorado. I don't give a damn either way. I personally was not a fan of the way he left Jackson State and went to Colorado. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. I feel like he doing what he's supposed to do, though. Like, they hired that man because they sucked. They program sucked. Nobody cared. Nobody was going to see them. Nobody was talking about them. They are like all anybody wants to talk about, all the celebrities pandering, clout chasing, so they can go be there. Like, they getting their money's worth. They done won two games. They already better than last year. All right, I'm back.
All right, we meant your children. That is going to be the theme for the show.
Bothering me about dinner. I already told them about dinner before I started so that they would not bother me and children.
Again, children, y'all. Children. We have those. Continue. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, so I don't really care. But, I mean, I feel like, you know, he doing what he's supposed to do. I hate that these white people go make me defend him like I care. That is what's irritating. Because I want to scroll and, like, not be invested at all. Like, I'm very indifferent on the whole thing. But, like, I don't like the way the racism, I feel like, is just jumping out. They want to call him a nigga so bad.
Man, don't they?
They don't even try to hide it. What that lady say? I think she might have been a politician or something, and she was like, we finally glad that somebody shut up. And I'm like, girl, who is we? And what who is we? About?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It has been very interesting to watch the response to Deion Sanders being a successful coach. Mm-hmm. It's hilarious. I got into a very interesting debate with a friend of mine who just so happens to be white. And he didn't say it outright, but he was insinuating how he doesn't like Deion's attitude and he's cocky.
Oh my God.
And that has been the sentiment of pretty much all of white America when it pertains to Deion Sanders.
Because we ain't if we kicking your ass, we supposed to be quiet about it.
Yes. And I'm thinking in the back.
Boisterous if it's the other way around.
And it confused me with this friend of mine because I'm like, my dude, you played football. So you know, right? I was just kind of flabbergasted with his, I don't know what he was trying to say, but anyway.
You know what he was trying to say.
I know exactly what he was trying to say.
But he's your friend, so you're trying to shoot him some bail.
Yeah, exactly. Good guy. Every single coach has had something to say about Deion Sanders. The one that pissed me off the most just so happened to be Jay Norvell.
Is that the black one?
Yes. That that man right there.
My mama taught me better than that.
Are you kidding me? Like, Deion, my whole mama not alive. Like, so Colorado State. Again, it's an in-state rivalry. Colorado State was not a good football team last year either, along with the Colorado Buffaloes. So I don't know what the hell you talking about, sir. Yeah, like your team was good. Sir, your team was trash.
Both fighting over who was the worst at the bottom of the barrel.
Exactly. Like, knock it off. And so we get, and by the way, also, I didn't mention Nebraska for a reason, because Matt Rhule's stench is still down here in Carolina. If you are a Panthers fan, you know exactly what I'm talking about, but that's neither here nor there. So we get to the Colorado State-Colorado game, right? I believe Colorado State, and correct me if I'm wrong, had 11 penalties in the first half alone. One of those penalties was against Travis Hunter, who by all accounts is the...
That dirty hit.
Yes, that dirty hit. Travis Hunter, by all accounts, is the best player on that team and one of the top five players in college football. That young man hit that kid, and I stood up and got upset. Because I'm like, what the fuck was that?
Wasn't it a late hit?
Yes! Ball wasn't nowhere near in the vicinity, and he still hit him. And I'm scratching my head to say, so y'all not going to kick the kid out of the game? Because any other time the kid would be kicked out the game. This is very interesting. By the way, Colorado still won that game despite the hit. But again, it's the sentiment of Deion coming in, you know, with no prior PWI coaching experience and having all of this fanfare. And everybody's
upset.
That's
what they mad about. They mad because he just got there. Who is he to come in with all of this? You've done nothing. Like, who are you? We've been here. We don't even get this. And it's really, because if he was white, they wouldn't care.
No,
if he was white and he was doing all of this and more, nobody would be saying nothing. But they mad that it's a nigga getting all the attention, getting the ESPN night games, like, for a team that it was nobody last year. Like, why is he getting all this? That's what that's about.
Exactly. Which confuses me. Because, Sean, you grew up in the 90s like I did. Y'all don't know who Deion Sanders is by now? Hello? Must be the money? Y'all don't know Deion Sanders?
The curl.
Let me tell y'all something. Deion Sanders, coming into the NFL draft, straight up told everybody, I don't want to play for the Detroit Lions. Straight up. That's what he said out of his mouth. Can you blame him, really? Have y'all not seen the Detroit Lions in the past? I don't know.
You know,
40 years.
One day they're going to make it. And they're going to win.
And we'll talk about the NFL
in
a second.
And I'm
going to
be so proud. Like,
I know, right?
Steelers.
Right, I know, right? Hey, they look good this year. And they should be undefeated. But that's another story. So Deion has always been cocky. Always. I don't think it's cockiness, me personally. I think it's just extreme confidence.
Sports. What the frick are you supposed to be?
I guess soft as pudding, apparently.
That's how you lose. That's how nobody wants to watch you. Like, it is the charisma and all of that mixed with the fact that he is good, that people watch him. Nobody want to watch no boring person.
I'll give you a key example. Of the hypocrisy of humans. So, you want to know why Kobe was so great? It wasn't just Mamba mentality that made Kobe great. Kobe was a shit talker.
An asshole.
Yes. He was an asshole. And guess what? Kobe won.
Yeah.
And
Kobe, when you win, you can do all that.
And guess what? He's well beloved. He was well beloved even before he died. He was well beloved. Michael Jordan. Hell, you want cocky?
His own nigga.
Ask Steve Kerr about Michael Jordan and his cockiness. Okay. Hell, I'll do you one better, Sean. I mentioned Larry Bird on this podcast before. You ask anybody throughout NBA history who the biggest trash talker in NBA history was, it was not Michael Jordan, it was not Kobe Bryant, it was not Oscar Robertson, it was not Shaquille O'Neal. You want to know who it was? It was that white boy from Indiana. Mm-hmm. From Terre Haute, Indiana. They said that the stuff that I heard Larry Bird tell people, I'm still like, damn, he really said that to people? And guess
and
what?
And they couldn't do nothing because he was busting their ass.
He was killing them, Sean. It wasn't just he was busting them. He was killing them. And they hated that man.
What you gonna do?
Shut
me up.
No.
No kind of way.
Larry Bird told these people in the first, if I believe it was either the first or the second three-point contest, I don't know why you other shooters are here because the winner is here. Nigga! Larry Bird was him in real life, in real time. Like, Larry Bird would square up against players. Like, you don't think he was cocky?
That's sports. That's what we're watching it for.
Sean, you hate Tom Brady, right? I know you hate that man. Y'all don't think Tom Brady wasn't cocky? Richard Sherman has the story about Brady getting into his face after he scored a touchdown on him. This is sports. And guess what? They love that man. They love him. Never heard no complaints about him like that.
And but you ain't gonna.
You're not gonna. And you know, we all know why. Just say you hate Deion because I'll put the underline right there and I'll let you figure out why. Because ain't no reason for y'all to really hate this man. He's never said anything about any other coaches. You know what I'm saying? Just like Dan Lanning, the coach for Oregon. Now, I personally didn't have a problem with what he said about the flashiness or whatever he said during the halftime. I didn't personally have a problem with it because that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to motivate your team. But this notion that Deion is having all this attention, like I'm like, y'all really have not watched this man throughout the course of his career because he's always been that guy. And guess what he did when he was on the football field when he was playing? He won. Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing you can say. Now, I'm not a bandwagon. It's still Michigan Wolverines all day. I don't give a damn what Colorado does, to be honest with you. That ain't my team, okay? Mm-mm. But because Deion is my favorite player of all time, yes, it is intriguing to watch him play. And yes, I am rooting for him. Not over my team. But I am never. Never over my team. I don't give a damn if they play each other. You know who I'm going for. It's Go Blue all day, baby. All day. All day. So I just think this discourse with Deion is just very entertaining, but also frustrating too, because we all know what it's for. And it's not because Deion is winning football games. By the way, can we reemphasize the fact that this damn team was 1-11?
That's what I'm saying. Like, they don't give a damn. Like, they done won two games. Like, are you kidding me? They've already doubled.
Thank you. Ain't nothing else to talk about. Goodbye. Goodbye. All right, we are staying with football. We are here to talk the NFL this time. My New England Patriots are as wishy-washy as a freaking washing machine at this point. My coach is a complete idiot. And yes, I'm talking about the Bill Belichick, the man who has won 6 Super Bowls. Yes, him. 7 if you include him as a defensive coordinator, but I don't count that. My team looks terrible. I know my team is not going to make the playoffs. I have faced this reality. I get it. I have nothing. Because Miami looks like they're going to dominate the entire league. By the way, Denver Broncos. Hi, Denver. How are you?
Oh, my God. They look so bad. And I'm rooting for Russ because everybody, he just, all he want to do is love his wife and make children. And it's just, oh, he playing so bad. And it just, it ain't helping the cause. Oh.
Denver. 70 points. Sean, the Miami Dolphins had 726 total yards. First team in NFL history to have a quarterback throw for 350, a running back score 200 yards, and a wide receiver have 150 receiving yards. Are you kidding me?
You know what that remind me of? That's like that Bishop Sycamore game. Remember when they played?
Have you seen the documentary to that?
Yes.
My God.
He crazy as hell.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what that remind me of.
Yes.
They was just out there. Like, do y'all know y'all are an actual NFL team yourselves? Like, what yes. are y'all doing?
This is the same Denver Broncos where their coach Sean Payton told Russell Wilson that he needs to stop being what? How do you put it? He needs to focus on the game and not be so. It was some crazy quote he said. I'm like, sir, that is your quarterback. Why are you saying this about your quarterback? Like Russell Wilson, not a whole NFL champion. 70, and they could have scored more. And the Miami Dolphins showed them mercy.
I heard people was mad that they ran it up like that.
So what? So?
I was like, I must be an asshole because if that was my team, I'd have been mad that they didn't score more. If I'd have seen that you left some points on the board, I'd have been like, why? Why'd you leave those?
Screw mercy. I'm scoring 100 on you at
Man,
this point.
Man, what?
Well, what are we talking about? Listen, what did Herm Edwards say? You play to win the game? I'm not just winning this game. I'm going to embarrass you. Okay.
I mean, if you don't care, I don't care.
Thank you. Yeah, hell, you know, already let me get the 63. What's another 20 something? Like, yeah. So the embarrassing. The Denver Broncos, you should be ashamed of yourself. Your Pittsburgh Steelers look pretty decent.
My Pittsburgh Steelers are going to the Super Bowl, but they need to fire Matt Canada's ass. I don't know why he's still there. I'm so like, what dirt do he either have on Tomlin or the Roonies? Because why do he still have a job?
That's y'all man, though.
Why?
That's y'all man,
Nobody
though.
Nobody want him. Nobody. Why is he still there?
Your guess is as good as mine. Your guess is as good as mine. But that's y'all problem. Y'all got to deal with. I mean, look, I will give y'all credit for this. Y'all have a very formidable defense. I mean, Fitzpatrick is great. Watt obviously is one of his top five in his position. And y'all quarterback is actually not bad. I was shocked. Hell, y'all quarterback better than mine.
He's doing better than he did that first game. He stunk up the place.
Oh, yeah. He was terrible. Good Lord. I almost called you. It was like, Sean.
I wouldn't ask.
I know you wouldn't. Because I was thinking like, is this how y'all season going to start?
Ooh-wee. I was pissed. I was like, nah, no, this is not going on.
Hey, you're having a better season than freaking Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I'm just saying.
That nigga believe in medicine and science now, don't he?
I bet he does.
And
look,
experimental science, they said they gave him some experimental surgery. He ain't had no problem with that experimental surgery when it was that damn ACL, but you couldn't get a COVID shot.
Now listen, I don't wish injuries on no man. And the fact that he went down in the first series of the season for his team sucks. But let's be real. Can we be for real for right now? Can we be for real? And this is going to sound terrible, and I might get in trouble for saying this. Now, in the same token that I said that I don't want to see players get injured, because I don't. And boy, have we seen some injuries this season. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers out. You got Tavon Diggs out.
And Cam out.
Get Cam's out. So, it looks bad. It looks bad. I this is bad what I'm about to say, but this couldn't have happened to a nicer guy.
Nigga, when I tell you I didn't care.
Sorry, y'all. I know it's bad.
I was like, that's messed up. And I kept it moving. I didn't give it a second thought.
Exactly.
I swear. I was like, dang, that's messed up. And I went on about my day because.
Okay. Now when I say it couldn't happen to a nicer guy, I'm not rooting for the man to be injured. But considering all the stuff that he has done in the past 2 years, and how ridiculous he has been for the past couple of years, that's why I say that. Again, mm-hmm. not wishing injury on the man, mm-mm. but I'm just saying, if it's going to happen,
mm-hmm.
I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
While we're on the subject, yeah. While we're on the subject of football, before we get to the halftime show, Colin Kaepernick is in the news.
I just want him to stop.
So J. Cole and Colin Kaepernick are very close. They're best buds. They almost look alike at this point. J. Cole shared a letter that Colin Kaepernick wrote to the New York Football Jets. Because, of course, they had the injury to Aaron Rodgers. Right now, Zach Wilson is their quarterback. Hell, I can quarterback that team better than Zach Wilson. He is the epitome of trash, okay? He's terrible. Get him all the way out of here. So shut up. So what do they do for this solution? Zach Wilson is starting, and they just signed Trevor Siemian.
Who they tried to reach out to, and he was like, no, that's okay.
Well, everybody was asking Brady to come back.
It's some he broadcasting or something. It's some white boy that they had asked to come out of retirement.
Yeah, they asked Thomas Patrick Edward Brady. They asked this man, do you know how
pissed it wasn't Tom Brady. It was somebody else. He's some kind of commentator.
Was it Tony? It wasn't Tony Romo, was it? Or was it Philip Rivers?
Oh, it wasn't Tony Romo. I would remember that name.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Matt Ryan?
I don't remember the white boy name, Skyler. I thought you would know. It was.
I'll figure it out after the podcast is over. I guarantee
you. Some white broadcaster they asked, and he told them no.
Would you go? No.
Hell no. And I'm mad, Colin Kaepernick. I understand he want to come back, but I just them they ain't letting him come back, and I need him to realize that it is over. Even though they need him, because the Jets need him, like the for Jets, real.
The Jets brought Trevor Siemian, who hasn't won a game since 2017. Yeah, because that makes total sense, right?
Anything but the kneeling nigga who ain't did nothing wrong.
Exactly.
Who ain't did nothing wrong.
I'm going to say this, and I still support Cap, but Colin Kaepernick. Can I talk to you for a second, sir?
Hang it.
You sued the NFL.
Yes.
You said that the NFL draft is comparison to modern day slavery.
Which was not a lie, but yes.
And now you want to come. Now you want to. It's like. Yep.
Mm-hmm. He won't come back to the slavery. He want to be back on the plantation.
I don't understand.
Not gonna happen. You sued them people, you done embarrassed them. Like, they not letting you never come back. Never. I got a better chance of being in the NFL than Colin Kaepernick.
I mean, that's insane to say
and hear, but it is 100% true. I could get in the NFL before Colin Kaepernick. Neither one of us is getting in there, but I'm gonna get in there first.
Right. Yeah, that is just I just don't understand. I don't understand. I understand the sentiment. This is something that he's been doing since he was a kid. But again,
go play like overseas or in Canada or something. Don't they got leagues?
Yeah, they got a Canadian Football League. They got the USFL and they got the XFL.
So why you don't do that like the basketball players? Like when Stephon Marbury went to China.
I don't know.
He's like a god over there.
Yeah, but yeah. But it's like, yeah, he has his own statue and everything. Mm-hmm. But it's, it, I don't know, it's it, because, the, you know, the NFL is the perennial league. The NFL...
I know, but if you just want to play football, it's something better than nothing.
I agree. I mean, it's almost like wrestling for the WWE. Like, obviously, you got the other...
Oh, he
got
to go to WCW.
No, I mean, he ain't going to no WCW now, but I'm just saying, like, in comparison, like, the WWE is the premier wrestling company of the world.
That's what I'm saying. So if he go to Canada, that's like going to WCW.
Well, I mean, no one watches the Canadian Football League, so you get pretty much say, sure. But, yeah, I don't...
That's how it used to be back in the day, like, when it was WWF. Like, you know, we only watched the WCW, like, before
yeah.
the real wrestling came on, because it used to come on, like, a little bit earlier than, like, Raw. So, you know, you just watch that just to get your fix until your real stuff come on. Then you switch over and then right. you watch the WWF. Like
right.
nobody really care. Like when you get fired from WWF, then you know you gotta change your name kind of and go over there.
Right. I understand what he's trying to do, but at this point, my boy, it's over. Let it go.
Begging. I don't like it. It's like you begging them people for a job.
Yeah.
And you
called the NFL on, you said modern day slavery. Now I watched.
Which was not a lie.
You know, it's not, but Colin, this is after you sued them.
I know that. That's what I'm saying. He ain't never coming back.
And then we never even talked about the whole, you know, him switching the facility. Remember they was trying to give him a tryout
yeah.
and he switched the facility at the very last minute? Bro, like they not letting you back, mm-hmm. dog. It's over. You mm-hmm. hell, Joe Namath has a better chance of coming back than you at this point.
In like, them pantyhose.
Right, exactly. So I'm sorry, dog, it's over. Just let it go. Just let it go, my boy. Now gotta get to business here. Sean, I did not know that we was going to have our halftime show participant this early in the season. And lo and behold, it's the one person who I have been saying needed to have his own halftime show for the longest. You've heard us talk about this man probably ad nauseum at this point on this podcast. Mr. Usher Raymond is going to be your headline.
The fourth.
Let me put the fourth in there. For this upcoming Super Bowl halftime show presented by Pepsi. Let me put that out there, I guess.
Well, at least we might actually get a good one this year, because it ain't no chance he's showing up pregnant.
Boo, the shade. Okay. Yeah, C said that, not me. Or Navy. Y'all ain't about to get me.
It's the truth.
This is going to be fantastic. Because the different ways that he could go for this halftime performance, I mean, he got the slow jams.
I hope he don't really go feature heavy, because I'm going to see him. I don't want to see him in Friends.
Which the only Friends I want to see is Lil Jon and Luda. I don't need to see Jermaine Dupri. I don't need to see Puff, because he got music with Puff too. Because I need a girl at this point at a freaking Super Bowl performance. Now, if he brings out Beyonce, yeah, it's a different story, because they got love on this club too.
That lady finna go on somebody's island, and we probably won't see her for a year.
Right. She tired.
What?
She tired. But I will say, you seen the Bad Girl performance with Beyonce and Usher. Now, if they recreate that,
I could see it happening, because Jay-Z is over it, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Ah, there you go.
That lady need to go take a rest.
Well, she got about 4 months. She can take a 4 month break. I'm just playing. All right, that's enough. This is gonna be great. Now, I want y'all to pay attention to what I'm about to say here. See, I need you niggas to watch this performance for one real simple reason. Because for some reason, I don't think y'all still understand or realize that Usher is him. I seen people say, well, does he have enough pop songs?
Listen, I need children to stay out of grown folks' business. That's just it. Because I keep trying to tell people, so if you say stuff like that, I am convinced that A, either your mom never cleaned up, or B, also do not clean up.
Right.
Because what are you listening to? To not know that Usher Raymond can fill up 13 minutes. Like, the problem ain't going to be, do he have enough? The problem is going to be,
which ones?
How many people going to be mad that what they wanted to hear didn't get to make the cut because it ain't enough damn time.
Think about it. I'm glad you said that, because it was some Rihanna songs that was missing. I'm like, damn, why the hell didn't she play that? So if Rihanna had...
Quiet. Shut up, Siobhan.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. If Rihanna had this issue, what on earth do y'all think Usher... Really? Usher don't have enough pop hits. So you mean to tell me OMG... It's not a pop song.
I hate that song also. I know he gonna play that. He got to.
I
hate it though.
Okay. I know y'all don't think that people know Nice and Slow, but need I remind you that Nice and Slow was a number one song on Billboard. Okay? Billboard. Not R&B, not hip hop, all of Billboard across the board. And people know this record. You know Love in This Club is getting played just for the Beyonce effect. If not the original, the remix. You don't think Superstar not gonna get played? By the way, Superstar is top five greatest B-side song.
Honestly, if he can
ever,
open with Superstar, that way we can make sure the vocals is like pristine. So
butter.
Butter. Usher. And Usher people. If this by any chance makes it to y'all, you want to set it off right, let him come out to that.
Right. Right. So I'm just saying, he ain't got it. I can go on. You don't think he's going to have a set where he does his crooner set? So You Got a Bad Burn, that's all going to get played. If it was me, I would play Can You Handle It, because that's one of my favorite Usher songs, if not my favorite. But I'm just saying.
Be too much for the Super Bowl. You know, they got boobs pulled out.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it might get scared. Yeah, they might get a little scared. I mean, you know, You Remind Me's going to get played. You Make Me Want It's going to get played. Caught Up's going to get played. Like, You Don't Have to Call. You don't think You Don't Have to Call is going to not go in that stadium? I don't even know why we're doing this. I don't know why. Us is an icon. Let's
convinced that them people just trolling because you get paid for tweets. Now, I think people just say stuff that they know is going to cause lots of people to interact so they can get paid. That's like my new thing. I think that's the new hustle.
I agree.
Like, to troll tweets so you can make money. Because there's no way you really believe that.
He's going to kill this.
Yeah.
He's going to kill this.
And then they're going to go on tour right after.
Yeah.
Him and Keke Palmer, that rollout has been insane.
Oh, boy. Well, that's the perfect segue. I wasn't even going to bring this up. Keke Palmer. We'll stop with Usher because y'all know how we feel. But Keke Palmer has been in the news as of late. Well, the latest news with her is her talking about Chrisean Rock, which I don't bring them up for a reason, her and Blueface. I have my own theories about them. I don't even want to bring them up because she's been in the news kind of.
That baby going to get taken.
Yeah.
You heard it here first. They're going to take that baby.
They're going to take that baby. They are. So she just had an interview recently. I can't remember who it was with. In regards to her relationship with that dude that I'm not going to name. Mr. Jackson, that's all I'll say. And she went on to inform the interviewer and others to pretty much mind their business. In other words, they back together as whatever.
I'm going to tell y'all the truth. They were never not together.
Okay. Yeah. Now, is he still an idiot? Absolutely. Still an idiot.
I ain't saying that they didn't have problems. I'm just saying they relationship didn't never end. And all of this has been, he had to take what he had to take because he created the problem. And I ain't too convinced that it wasn't a rollout from the gate.
Well, it could have been. I mean, to get some attention in certain areas, absolutely.
Just never know.
You just never know, because, you know, people do anything for clout. So I'm not going to say that was them, but I'm just saying. I mean, that's the reality we live in. I still think Keke Palmer has top five glow-ups that I've seen in a very long time, but that's just
I'm so mad because the PR she is giving pregnancy, it is very inaccurate. and if you are thinking that you will have those results, please do not kid yourself.
Right.
That is not common.
That's it. Said that ain't it.
No. That is a blessing from God, and we are not all giving it.
Right. Right. Some other things. Some other things that we're going to discuss. Again, we're doing a part two, y'all. So with this one, it's not going to be as long as it was initially, especially because I have kids. We got to get this out since we're talking about music. Sean, Magic 3 came out a couple weeks ago.
Skyler. I'm going to give this podcast an exclusive, okay?
Oh.
An exclusive.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. I've been holding this in from you so that we could have this as a genuine conversation for the people.
Okay.
When I listened to that album the first time, I was like, what the fuck
is
this? My ears were like, I don't know if it was my expectation on what I thought I was gonna hear, but the first run, I was like, oh boy.
Uh-oh.
And it wasn't just me. Me and Antoine listened to it together. We didn't even make it through. We turned it off on about song five and was like, we're gonna have to go to sleep and listen to this in the morning because something is not right.
Oh, shit.
Listen, I was so afraid. I was like, what is wrong? So I listened to it the next morning. And then I was like, oh, I was tripping. I was tweaking last night. I don't know what I heard the first night, but I hated it. I'm talking about like, I was thinking that it was going to be like Nazir level. When I tell you we didn't finish the album, I cut it off.
Ooh, this is crazy. This is nuts coming from you.
Yeah. And that's why I was like, oh my God, like I know he didn't do this to me. So something's got to be wrong. So I listened to it again. When I listened to it the second time, I was like, okay, maybe I just was expecting something different. And then when I didn't hear what I was expecting, I kind of wasn't really listening to it. But when I listened to it the second time, I was like, yeah, I'm tripping. And then after I listened to it the third time, then I was like, oh, this is like a really good album. And I was freaking losing my mind.
Okay. All right.
But I'm back now.
Okay, you're back. Okay, all right. Can I since we're here? All right. Now, I want to say this. Nas is not just one of the greatest rappers of all time. He's actually one of my favorites. There is a difference between favorite rappers and great rappers. Like, you know a nigga is great, but he may not be your favorite. Mm-hmm. You may have favorite rappers who just may not be that great. You know what I'm saying? So Nas fits both for me. He's in both categories for me. When I first heard the album, the very first thought I said, this is my least favorite album out of all the six albums that he's
released. See, so it wasn't just us.
Okay. Not that it's a bad album. I want to make this clear. It is not a bad album. But you know what I feel with the, you know what I felt with this album? I kind of felt like, and this could be hyperbole, but I don't know. I've kind of felt like Nas wanted to get this over with Hit Boy. Not because they haven't had a great run. But just think about this, Sean. KD3 hasn't even been out for a year yet. Did you realize that? Now, KD3, out of all of the albums, King Diseases and the Magic, that's actually my personal favorite, is KD3, followed by KD2. But it hasn't even been out a year. And now, listen, I love Nas. Nas is one of my all-time favorites. I consider him the GOAT. But I do feel like he just kind of put these out there to see where it landed. To me, I felt like this album did that for me. Now, again, it's some gems on here. Because I love Fever. I think Fever's fantastic.
Fever, what is the song?
I love Jodeci. I love Jodeci member. I love both the Based on True Events, part one, part two.
What's the name of this damn song?
I love Japanese Soul Bar. And I love Never Die, which with Wayne on there. Which
I don't think you said my favorite.
Well, okay, so I'm looking at the track list right now. There's TSK, there's Superhero Status.
No.
I Love This Feeling.
Yes, I Love This Feeling.
Okay, I love This Feeling is a great record too. But then he has songs on here that I just don't care for. For instance, Blue Bentley.
I love Blue Bentley.
I don't like Blue Bentley.
Not because I think it's a great song, but I like the toxicity of the song.
Maybe that's why I don't like the song. Okay, because I'm not used to that Nas.
Yeah, I like it.
I do not like 1-800 Nas and Hit. He could have kept that. I didn't like that. I didn't like Sitting With My Thoughts either.
Sitting With My Thoughts.
I would have liked it more. It just didn't catch me.
And I don't like superhero music or whatever that song is.
Superhero
called.
Status, hate it.
Yeah.
Hate
he
it.
He hate that song. He skipped that song every time.
Hate it. Hate the song. Sorry. Again, this is not a bad project by Nas, but coming off of Magic 2, which I loved, coming off of KD3, that I absolutely love. And if I had to do a Nas like albums like ranked, KD3 is out of all of Nas's albums throughout his entire career. I got KD3 at number 2. That's how much I love that album. Like Illmatic will always be number 1. I don't give a damn what Nas do. But KD3 is freaking amazing. And I know some people that love It Was Written is going to come from my head for saying that. But KD3 from top to bottom is a fantastic album. That's one of the best albums I heard in the past 10 years in hip hop. I don't know. I'm not going to say I feel deflated because this has been a fantastic run, which I posed the question, is this the greatest consecutive album run in rap history? No. No. Now, is it up there? Yes.
I think you have to put parameters around it.
Okay.
Because it's like a resurgence of somebody who started off so like at the top, and then a lot of people feel like he fell off. And so I feel like for him to come back in this stage and give us so much quality, like it's a lot of music. And when you give people a lot, the quality of it can be terrible. Like, I can't say that I would, out of the 6, that any of them were just not good.
Right.
Like, some of them were superb, and then some of them were good, but none of them were, like, lackluster or where they were, like, bad. And it right. was, it's so much in such a small time that I feel like, in a way, I don't think we fully appreciating what we just got and what we got to witness.
Right. Now that I do agree with, because again, keep in mind, y'all, Nas just turned 50 years old. It's not too many rappers half his age that accomplish what Nas with this trilogy of King's Disease and Magic. And it's very impressive for him to be at this stage of his career still doing it at a high level. Now, the reason why I say that to this, I am going to bring up a name that we haven't mentioned on this podcast, and I haven't listened to this man's music in a very long time. However, that Kanye run that he was on from College Dropout to My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy is the greatest album run to me in rap history. Now, again, I haven't listened to Kanye in a very long time.
I don't think I like that album.
It's a freaking amazing album. It's just amazing. That's the album with Power.
Oh, wait, no, that's not a lie. That's not what I'm thinking about. It's 808s and Heartbreak. That's where he lost me.
Well, it was different, but it was almost a prerequisite of what you would hear from like Drake and Wale. So I can understand how at that time people may have not gravitated toward that album. But if you listen to any Wale or later Drake albums, some of those albums kind of mirror the 808s and Heartbreaks format. So it's actually more of a transcendent album now than it was when it first came out. Because that's when Kanye introduced singing Kanye. And you know how I feel about singing Drake. I do not like singing Drake at all.
Oh, okay. Let's just go and have another admission in the middle of my already admission. Ooh. Aubrey is working my nerves. Ooh. And I am trying to hold on. I'm trying. Because everybody know I love me some Drake. But when I tell you that man is trying to fall off my favorites list, like it's his job, he working overtime and he about to succeed. Because if he don't leave Megan Thee Stallion alone and find him something to do, I just may have to take him off the shelf. And it is breaking my heart to tell y'all that, but I am so serious.
It ain't breaking mine at all. Not even a little bit. I have said Aubrey has been corny for years.
Oh, he is just...
I have...
It's like the veil has been lifted, I think. Because everything he doing lately... Like, you seen him when he had on them fucking barrettes in his hair or clips, and it's just like...
Corny.
Why?
Corny.
Why?
Corny. And on top of it, Drake... Your music ain't hit like it used to.
Oh, it's really not been that good lately. Sean, it's really not.
Sean, he has been trashing Views. Can I be honest here on this podcast? He's been trashing Views.
First of all, we're not going to do that because Views is his greatest album.
No, it's not. Not even close.
It is his greatest album.
Nothing was the same as way.
Oh, my God. It's fantastic. But wait. Views is the best.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Now, does he have gems on the album? Sure.
The album's fire. It has no skips.
No, it has fucking one dancing controller on that album. I skip both of those.
Amazing song.
I hate both of those records. Get both of them love shits out of here. Get one dance comes on in my car and it goes off immediately. Hate it.
No.
Hate it. Hate it. Okay, I do like Controller, but One Dance, absolutely not. Now, I will say, one of my favorite Drake songs is on Views, and that's Child's Play. I can't even lie. I love Child's Play.
And what's that song?
I do love Child's Play.
I never know the names of songs.
You sure don't.
I never listen. Let me tell you something. So this is the funniest thing. We can go back to Drake in a minute. But remember somebody had tweeted something, and it was like a tweet. It was like, name five Usher songs or die. So, like, I was talking to Michaela, and obviously I know five Usher songs, but I couldn't think of the names of Nan's songs. So I was just, like, singing the songs. I was singing lyrics. I was like, okay, that's one song. Like, that's how I told her. I couldn't think of the name of not one Usher song. I know the songs, but I don't be knowing the names of nothing.
That is hilarious. That's funny. But, back... That's so funny because it's so true about you. You really don't even know the name of the song.
Serious.
It's so bad, but that's okay. I'm gonna let it pass.
I know.
Right. If you heard the song, you know the actual song.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Let me sing you the melody. I can tell you what it is. We can figure it out together. I ain't gonna never leave you empty handed. I'm just not gonna know the name. That's the only thing.
Right. Scorpion was horrible. By far his
Scorpion
worst album.
Scorpion had some gems because that Mariah sample on is the song, I think it's called No, I don't know the name of it. Let me stop lying. But he got a Mariah sample.
I know what you're talking about.
That song's amazing.
He has
say songs that's not a good song.
It's a good song. But he has so many songs on that album that I do not like at all. It's a completely skippable album. Certified Lover Boy. I told you from the get-go I hated that album. My opinion has never changed. With three of the worst singles of his life on that album. Way Too Sexy being god-awful.
No, I hated that. That ain't the 21 Savage, is it?
Yes, that's Knife Talk with him and Project Pat. Yes, that song. Don't lie. I love Project Pat's part, but once Drake comes on, skip. Do not like that record.
Honestly, I feel like he feeling the pressure. I think that's why he keep pushing it back, because he know if he don't drop like a for real, like good album where it's like universally good, then it's gonna be an issue where niggas gonna start to have questions, because he ain't had like a for real just undisputed
right
in a long time.
It even with her loss. Her loss would have been so much better had he not spit some of the garbage that he spit on there. Case in point, the Meg line. The Meg line killed that album. The Meg line killed that album. The you know, throwing shots at Serena Williams' husband. Why are we doing this? Like, it's corny. And I love Middle of the Ocean. That's my favorite song on the album. But it's like, it's corny, Drake. Like,
Lie About You or something like that. Or
that's the record. That's the SZA record.
That's the one I like on that album.
I mean, he has songs that can go, but it's just like he's on cruise control, and it's just like it's nauseating, and it's like I need Drake to get back to rapping. All this, you know, the Slime You Out record with SZA, which he got in trouble for with Halle Berry. And then the, you know, just
that's trash.
I mean, it's no good. And how you gonna get mad at Charlamagne for saying it's trash? That's because it is, Drake.
Because this generation, they, if you're not agreeing, they don't want you to say anything. They so goddamn sensitive about everything. They don't want to be critiqued. They just want life to be just fantastic all the time.
Right. Which brings me to this next subject, and this will be the last subject, because I got kids, so we'll do part two of some of the other stuff I want to talk about. Which brings us to Nicki Minaj.
Oh, she crazy as hell now. When I tell you, she going out so bad. That when I seen her kicking her feet, I was like, what kind of drugs is she on? Because she looked high as Kuda Brown.
Nicki Minaj.
Oh,
been...
but I did. Hold on, I did see a tweet where somebody was like, "I am starting her and Safari make so much sense now," and I was like, "Oh, God, oh
she know how to pick them, don't she?" Nicki Minaj has been in the news for a couple reasons, but this main reason is the most head scratching reason for her to be in the news. Her husband, Kenneth Petty, was on live. Now, I don't know if it was his live, his homeboy's lives. Yeah, right. He was in the news because this nigga was out at 5 o'clock in the morning.
On the corner.
I'll let y'all find the reference. We're not giving that to y'all for free. This nigga was on the corner. Now, keep in mind, Kenneth Petty was a convicted felon. Keep this in mind.
Once for sexual assault and once for murder.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he's sending threats
via
live to Offset. This is
on
the
Beyonce's internet.
Thank you.
Where the popos and everybody else can see.
Mind you, they're still investigating Takeoff's murder. Keep this in mind. Offset A wasn't even there. This nigga was in Atlanta with Kai Cenat.
He was having the best weekend. He had the best weekend ever.
Thank you. He wasn't even there, number one. And number two, my nigga, Why are you out in the morning in New York City?
Talking to talking got a wife to, and a kid.
Thank you. My nigga, you are Nicki Minaj's husband.
And you grown.
And you're 45 years old to be exact.
Too old.
And I say this. I would say this about any, I don't give a damn if it was Seven Streeter at this point. Nicki Minaj isn't just one of the top rappers as far as notoriety. She's one of the top musicians in music as far as notoriety. Are you really trying to mess up her brand?
Hell, she messing it up herself.
Which brings me to Nicki Minaj. You can't just simply tell this nigga to stay in the house.
Oh, he got to now.
Oh, yeah, he don't have a choice because guess what they said? Oh, you shut down for the rest of the... They put this nigga on the IR. They said you shut down for the rest of the year, buddy.
Yeah.
Because he was around other convicted felons and sending verbal threats online. Mm-hmm. You idiots. There's a such thing in rap that is called the hip-hop police. They are always watching. Mm-hmm. Why would you make their job easier for them? To find you. You're already on probation, my guy. Mm-hmm. You're on probation, sir. What the fuck? That's all I said as soon as I seen him. I'm like, you got to be the goofiest nigga.
I said, this nigga going to jail. That's what I said. I said, this nigga going to jail.
Now, the reason why I'm looking at Nicki Minaj like she's stupid is because are you really this upset about Cardi and Offset still? Yes. Really? Why?
Because she, see, her whole thing with Remy was like, oh, but I'm doing numbers. Yeah, you right. Because she couldn't say nothing about Remy writing. So it was like, oh, I'm doing numbers. But then, like, Cardi, she can't stop her career. She's still doing good.
She can't.
She's mad. She's going to forever be mad because there's that competition. You know, she had that time when it was just her.
Yes.
She was winning all the awards because there was nobody but her.
Yes.
Now it's saturated again where it's like there are others and she can't handle that.
Yes.
She ain't number one and the only one.
Yes. There's Cardi. There's Meg. There's Lotto. There's, oh my God, there's so many of them. City Girls.
Flo Milli.
Yes. You got Coi Leray. You got
the skinny one.
That's Coi Leray. You got so many of them now. And it is great to see. I think it's fantastic to see. And so, and think about this. Nicki Minaj is not young. Nicki Minaj is our age.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yo, I didn't even mention Ice Spice and Sexy Red and all of them. Like,
you got to pass the torch, baby.
Yeah,
all
it's
that
time.
Shit she used to talk to Lil' Kim about being an old bitch. And all. You the old bitch now, boo.
Yeah, exactly. It's time. You still rapping about the same thing you rapped in 2011? Yes, it's time, Nicki. It's and look, I'm not gonna say it's over because her barbs are crazy and they gonna do anything that she says. But Nicki,
I mean, she on the same clock as Drake. She ain't been doing too good either.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like you gonna let this stupid nigga ruin your brand? The fact that Meek Mill, out of all the niggas you talk to, is the one that has the most sense. Boy, does that speak volumes. Meek Mill,
that nigga.
Sheesh, Meek Mill is the out of you line these three niggas up, and it's Meek Mill with the most sense. Okay, you got it, you got it. Mm-hmm. I think that she needs to figure it out and figure it out quick because again, with all of these young ladies that are in the game that's doing their business, and you know Cardi's about to get ready to come back outside. And I know
what
she
need to do is she need to just, if she either need to go somewhere and just chill out, or she need to make some music, some real music, like honestly sit back and write something real and not this bullshit she been putting out. Because that last album where she was on that tree looked like she was Nefertiti or somebody. She could have kept that whole thing.
Well, I will say, I actually like Queen. But again, to each his own. But she need to figure it out and figure it out fast because yeah, man, listen, you think it's bad in sports. Oh, it's even worse in music, especially as a woman. Mm-hmm. Man, look, it ain't but so many Beyoncés that can get away with still having the buzz that she got. But the difference between Beyoncé and Nicki is Beyoncé makes great music and she keeps her nose clean. I mean,
because she ain't in the media for bullshit. She literally staying away from y'all. Beyoncé pop out when she trying to sell us something.
Yep.
And then she go spend her money and mind her business with her family.
Thank you. As she should. As any entertainer should that's of that stature. Like, you know what I'm saying? But Nicki just got to pop off. She just got to pop off. And it's just like, okay, that's going to catch up with you.
Because she's living in that cloud world. She's still doing it for the gram. And until you stop caring about the gram, you going to always be looking crazy on the internet.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, Kenneth Petty is a whole idiot, and so is Nicki. just dumb. Like, why the hell?
Was she high, Skylar? Can we just get back to the video?
Man, come on, man, come on, man. You come on.
Not was she high. What was she high?
Man, look, she was
that coke.
Man, it had to be something. I don't know what the hell it was. Whatever it was, I don't ever want to see it.
Children doing because she was on. Something when she kicked them legs and was rolling around on that ottoman, I said, Lord Jesus, what
and
then, why?
And what made it even worse, I'm not gonna sit here and pretend that Nicki Minaj isn't a beautiful woman. This is the first time I looked at Nicki like, this is about the most unsexiest version of you I've ever seen. I've never looked at Nicki Minaj like that. I was just like, this is nice. She gave me what they say it's given. It was given Britney Spears. Like, that's what it was given.
Have you seen her with the mask?
Yes, yes.
And then they put her in that Benihana backdrop. Oh.
The Benihana backdrop with the internet. It's the internet song.
Oh my gosh,
it can be a great, it can be a cesspool, but it can be a great place at the same time. Because in all subject of Nicki, because the way they did Latasha Scott off of Escape for that Christmas album, boy, oh boy. Oh my God, it was relentless.
Oh my God. See,
it was
this nasty. I couldn't be a celebrity. Cause my self esteem could not take it.
Oh man, what were some of the ones? I can't remember what some of the ones.
I don't remember, but I know they had me crying.
Oh man, it was so bad, but it was so funny at the same time. They was cooking. Like, just don't release the album. Just don't even do it, cause they cooked that woman, and it was so funny, so freaking funny. But all right, man, that's gonna wrap us up for part one. Part two will be coming very soon. I have kids. I have kids. That's all.
And I got one more than what he got.
Yeah, yeah. Don't wish that death upon me, okay? I don't cry no more. Don't look to the sky no more. I am. I'm not trying to have many men or many women. I am done, okay?
Oh, I'm done too.
It is over. It is Jover.
Shop is closed.
Yeah, it is Jover. But but we'll continue part two pretty soon. It is some topics that I do want to discuss. And I'm not gonna tell y'all what it is because again, this is the Y'all Have No Idea podcast, and y'all don't know what we're gonna talk about next. Me either, and I'm the one that gives the topics out. But we're gonna wrap this up. Sean, I know you're gonna do your punchline, and it's that time of the year, so
it's apropos for right now because we are starting to turn it around.
Whatever.
I couldn't be prouder to say that God loves the Pittsburgh Steelers, and you should too.
My New England Patriots are just here to just be out in the breathing air, I guess. So I'm not gonna say anything, but we'll wrap this up until next time. We will catch y'all. I know we said episode 96, but we'll put a in half in there because we got some other stuff to talk about. But until then, we will catch y'all next time. Peace.
Peace.